You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, September 23rd. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $320 million. That's how much the company Petrodiamond Singapore lost on oil derivatives trades. Petrodiamond is a subsidiary company of the Mitsubishi Corporation of Japan. How did that happen? A rogue trader, Mitsubishi said. An employee at Petrodiamond Singapore covered up his tracks by disguising the trades as hedges in the company's risk management system, and even went as far as changing the data in the system. The company says that the whereabouts of the rogue trader, said to be a man of Chinese nationality, are unknown. The next number up is $12 billion. That's how much venture capital WeWork has raised. But that doesn't seem to impress co-founder of Oracle, Larry Ellison. To him, WeWork, along with another much-hyped company, Uber, are, quote, almost worthless. Barron's was invited to watch as Ellison recently told a group of entrepreneurs that WeWork isn't a tech company, and neither is Uber. Uber, he said, has, quote, an app my cat could have written. Uber's strategy of losing money to gain market share doesn't make sense, he said, because riders can just flee to another service at any time. Our last number is 45%. That's how much cheaper Disney's streaming service is compared to Netflix. Disney will launch Disney Plus in November. But Netflix CEO Reed Hastings is trying to brush off the threat. His company has had a lot of competition in the last decade, he said. Hastings admitted, however, that Disney's streaming competition might be a bit more serious nature than earlier. It will, for example, mean that content production costs will have to go up. The CEO publicly acknowledged that, saying, quote, it'll be tough competition. Investors seem to agree with that wariness. Netflix stock is basically flat so far this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, September 23rd. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.